So there have been plenty of star performers during the spring as Liam Cahill picked up his first piece of silverware as Waterford boss, and Brian Flannery from the Munster Express is on the line to pick his team of the league. And Brian, these teams always create plenty of debate. Let's get started. Who's your goalkeeper of the league?
Well, I'm probably going to cause more debate and more arguments, but like it was, I suppose, just first of all, like it was quite a different league in that most teams used it to rotate players. So you probably had a situation where very few players would have played all the games, you know, so that's, I suppose, to bear that in mind. But and from a Waterford perspective, I had 17 players from Waterford in contention. So I think it gives an indication of how difficult it was from that point of view. But, you know, straight up as goalkeeper, again, you know, Sean O'Brien, who would have played maybe only half the games for Waterford, was certainly in contention. But again, to try spread it around a little bit rather than having 15 Waterford players, I think Mark Fanning of Wexford, you know, had a very good league. And while Waterford scored 5 goals against Wexford, I think if it wasn't for Mark Fanning, that would have been 7-8 goals. So, you know, straight up goalkeeper, I went for Mark Fanning, you know, very solid in a lot of the games. And I suppose it reflects, apart from, you know, Wexford were unbeaten going into that league semi-final, but I don't think he could have been faulted, you know, for the concession of goals that day. And indeed, probably saved an even more embarrassing defeat for Wexford. So Mark Fanning on goal.
So Wexford men in goals. Brian, are there any Waterford players in your full back line?
There is, yeah. Again, you know, you could, yeah, I suppose, first of all, I give honourable mention. I think Sean O'Donoghue, Cork, was excellent. Conor Gleeson, obviously, was very good. And if you're looking, I suppose, at proven performers, your Sean Finn and Cathal Barretts are you know, as good as what's in the business at cornerback. But I think the most impressive fullback to start with, I've gone for Owen O'Donnell at Dublin. And again, going back to the first round, which I saw live above in Parnell Park, you know, absolutely outstanding that day. You know, he's one of the top fullbacks in the country. Again, playing with Dublin probably doesn't get the credit maybe that he deserves, in that Dublin haven't had a long championship run. I think would have been, you know, in contention for all stars, but for that. But for me, Owen O'Donnell, you know, at fullback. And then I think if you're looking in the two corners, I went for a new guy, Mikey Butler. Again, very much caught the eye for Kilkenny in the league. You know, very good man marker. Probably done as good a job or better job than most when marking Desi Hutchinson in the league, and certainly showing up very well for Kilkenny. In the other corner, again, I suppose, look, I went for a Waterford player in Shane McNulty. Again, in the, I suppose, the way teams are playing now, you need, no matter what position you are in defence, you need to be probably able to play in all 6 positions. Shane McNulty certainly has proved that. And he also has ability, his distribution is excellent, and he has also the ability even to score from distance. So full back line, Mikey Butler, Kilkenny, Owen O'Donnell, Dublin, Shane McNulty, Waterford.
So we have Wexford, Kilkenny, Dublin and Waterford represented so far. Brian, a nice spread. Who makes up your half back line?
Yeah, again, I suppose a little bit of engineering, but in the pivotal number 6 jersey, I went for Hugh Lawler. Again, he played fullback in some of the games and played centre-back, certainly played centre-back against Antrim for Kilkenny. I think, again, another impressive performer, comfortable both in the full-back line and in the half-back line, Kilkenny. But, you know, really caught my eye in a number of the games. And again, against Waterford was outstanding. So centre-back Hugh Lawler. I think on the flanks, for me, number 5 most impressive player was Jack Fagan. I mean, he's really taken to the halfback position in that number 5 jersey like a duck to water. Great move, in fairness, by the Waterford management to, I suppose, identify that he has the qualities. Extremely good in the air. His athleticism. And again, he's a player that can score, you know, from distance. And in the modern game, I suppose you're looking for players who can do that. So Jack Fagan, 5. Hugh Lawler, 6. And the player I've gone for, number 7, is a player that, again, he's very much the modern day defender. Comfortable at number 6. Comfortable at fullback. Comfortable at halfback. Irla Daly, again, missed out through injury on the latter stages, but had some very fine performances for Waterford in the National League. For me, Irla Daly, I'd be trying to find, I suppose this is the difficult choice that Liam Cahill has, but I'd be trying to find a position for him. He has, again, he can perform in any position in the 6 defensive positions.
but he's a very good hurler. And again, as comfortable defending as going forward, and deputized excellently for both Conor Prunty and Tadhg Burkhew when they're injured. So half back line, Jack Fagan, Waterford, Hugh Lawler, Kilkenny, and Irla Daly, Waterford.
No Cork player on your team so far, Brian, I notice. Is there any space for the Rebels at midfield?
Certainly not in defence anyway. No, I've been maybe a bit parochial in the middle of the field. I've gone for two players who have really impressed me, none more so than Darragh Lyons. I think Darragh Lyons has been, in the this year's National League, has been the real engine of the Waterford team. Again, his ability in defence, in attack, take the ball from defence. And I think what's really improved maybe in the last year or two is his distribution. His distribution into the inside line, his decision-making, I suppose, on when to go long, when to go short. I think he's been a real, you know, standout performer. And I suppose I could pay him no greater compliment to say that he's deputised excellently for an all-star in Jamie Barron. And for me, he's probably done enough not only to be on the team of the league, but, you know, next Easter Sunday, he'd be in my starting lineup. So Darragh Lyons in the middle of the field. And I suppose, again, a little bit unusually, I've gone to partner him. He's his clubman, Patrick Kern. Again, Patrick is another player that has gone from, I suppose, being, you know, a member of the panel for, to me, being a starter on the Waterford team. Again, he's operated, he's played in midfield for Liam Cahill in the league this year. He's played at centre forward. But his ability, his striking ability, his scoring ability, his accuracy, again, he's just too good to leave off. And as I said, he certainly would be in my starting lineup for Championship. Excellent league campaign. His performance, I think he maybe got something like 1-7 from play against Laois in the league. But his performance in all the games, I think he had a goal disallowed. He had 1-3 in the league final. Maybe a goal disallowed for me would have been in contention for man of the match. So centre of the field, two Dungarvan men, Darragh Lyons and Patrick Kern.
And let's listen back to that goal that he got in the league final against Cork last Saturday.
Looking inside from Michael Kiley. Ball for Michael. He has the ball. He's a man off his shoulder. Chance for Patrick Kern. Patrick takes a shot. Oh, a goal there! Brilliant play by the Abbey side man. He held it up. And when Patrick Kern gets a chance, he got a brilliant goal in the minor final in 2013. He's even got a better one in 2022. Well played, Kiley. Brilliant finish, Kern.
So you've started Patrick Kern at midfield, Brian. Who makes up the first three positions in your attack for your team in the league?
Yeah, well, look, I have a very strong half-forward line and a half-forward line I'd be confident certainly to defend against to any other suggestions. But I think for me, Robbie O'Flynn and the number 10 jersey, Pádraig Walsh, Kilkenny in number 11 and Austin Gleeson in 12. I think that would be a fine half forward line to grace any occasion or any field. Robbie O'Flynn, in fairness, has been good all through the league. Probably Cork's best player in the league final. I think he ended up with 1-3 from play. Again, he has pace. He's been playing well for quite some time for Cork. Pádraig Walsh really impressed me in the game against Waterford that Kilkenny had to win to qualify for the league semi-final. I think he got 5 points from play, you know, which was quite eye-catching. Was very good against Dublin in the league as well. And again, had a good game, maybe not reaching the same heights against Cork, but certainly has impressed in a number 11 jersey that I wasn't sure would suit him, but he has certainly added a lot to the Kilkenny attack at centre forward. Again, Austin Gleeson, you know, as I said, I've picked two players, Waterford players that didn't actually even play in the league final, but I think his performances were eye-catching. The goals against Laois, his overall performance, again, against Wexford. I mean, you know, there was probably the standout performance of the league in a game that, you know, that had a lot riding on it. Unfortunate, I suppose, that he missed out on the final, but I think is worthy to grace any team. And I suppose, look, we look forward to him back on Easter Sunday in the Waterford jersey again.
Have you found room for a couple of more Daisha forwards in your full forward line, Brian?
Well, I have. And I suppose, look, there's no surprise in the number 14 jersey. Stephen Bennett, again, has been, you know, the real... For me, he's probably been the standout performer for Waterford in the last couple of years. And he's playing every game at a very, very high standard.
you know, it's 8, 9 out of 10 every day in the last couple of years. Worthy all-star, worthy on any team. And his leadership qualities has been tremendous. You know, when Waterford needs someone to step up, whether it's to drift out the field maybe and win a ball, whether it's to score one of those monster scores from middle of the field, or whether it's sticking the ball in the back of the net. I think he scored about 4 penalties at the start of the league for Waterford in a couple of the early games. But I think everything that's good about Stephen Bennett and his ability was in that great goal against the one that he caught over, I think, young Joyce, soloed 30 or 40 yards past the Cork defence and stuck it in the net. You know, he's been, as I said, he's been Waterford's probably best player for the last couple of years. And certainly he's in the number 14 jersey. Now, beside him, look, again, there's a host of Waterford players. Honourable mention to Jack Prendergast. Montgomery has been outstanding. Mark Keogh Tipperary has been very good. But I've probably gone for a couple of younger players. I'd love to see, you know, new young players coming on the scene and making an impression. And for me, two young players that I think we're all going to see a lot of this year in the championship is Cathal O'Neill of Limerick. Again, in the league, played mostly probably in the half forward line, but was outstanding in some of the league games for Limerick. In a team maybe that at times were missing a lot of players, Cathal O'Neill certainly stood tall. And he's, you know, very much in the mould of a Garrod Hegarty or a Tom Morrissey. And I think we'll see an awful lot of Cathal O'Neill from Limerick this summer. Another player that caught my eye, and that, again, both players, I suppose, are I think they're probably the one-year minors, is Mark Rogers at Clare. Scored an outstanding goal in Ennis. I think it was against Galway, where, you know, for a small player, out-jumped his marker, turned and stuck it in the net. They're two young players that really caught the eye for me. And I think we'll see a lot of Mark Rogers at Clare and Cathal O'Neill at Limerick come to championship. But as I said, look, you could have Jack Prendergast obviously has been outstanding. Rory O'Connor Wexford, Mark Keogh Tip. There's a lot of players, I suppose, inside that you could pick on a team of the year. But I think sometimes the All-Stars is too narrow a focus on teams that just get to the closing stages. So I think for the league, full forward line, I've gone for Cathal O'Neill of Limerick, Stephen Bennett of Waterford, and Mark Rogers of Clare.
And before I ask you for your player of the league, Brian, you mentioned that stunning goal from Stephen Bennett. Let's just listen back to it here now.
Out to Prunty. Prunty back to Sean O'Brien. 20 metres out from his own. Sending the hook towards Bennett. Bennett going to go high. Snaps the ball. Bennett in space outside the D. What's he going to do? He's going for the juggler. Bennett looks. Oh! Magic from Bennett! Mo Salah got some great goal for Liverpool, but he's never seen anything like that. He went high. He was brave. Picked the ball out of the net, Patrick Collins. Bennett, you're a beauty.
What a goal, Michael, for Steve
Bennett.
Kieran, I've been going to matches for a long, long time. That is one of the best, greatest goals I've ever seen in my life. He had so much to do to win the ball, looked at the option, taking the point, took it on, got inside the defence, and an absolutely bullet-like finish into the bottom right-hand corner of net, giving the Cork keeper, Patrick Collins, absolutely no chance.
So Stephen Bennett, one of 7 Waterford players included on Brian Flannery's team at league, 3 from Kilkenny and 1 apiece then from Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Clare. And a final question for you, Brian, who is your player at league?
Well, look, again, there's no shock or surprise there. I mean, Stephen Bennett has been the outstanding hurler year to date. He's been, you know, a real ambassador for Waterford in the last number of years. He leads the line. He's a leader. You know, you just couldn't say enough good things about Stephen Bennett. As I said, his performances day in, day out, you know, are 8, 9 out of 10. I don't know many man of the match awards he has at this stage. But he's been the outstanding player. And really looking forward to Stephen and all the Waterford players in the upcoming Munster Championship. It's really, you know, it's exciting times.
Well, Brian Flannery from the Munster Express, thanks a million for putting your neck on the block once again, and enjoy the games in the weeks ahead.
Cheers, Tomás.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.